Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Of all children.
This is really about putting kids first. Kids need options. Kids learn differently. The kids have different needs. The kids fit in different places. And that's what we love about school choice.
It is School Choice Awareness Week, and an opportunity to remind people what's at stake here. It's really important, in my opinion. We got Shelby Doyle on with us this morning, Vice President of Public Awareness. And Shelby, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great this morning because it's National School Choice Week. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'll bet you're fired up. You got lots to talk about. Let's talk about what's going to be done in Missouri this week, specifically to celebrate this and draw attention.
Sure. So National School Choice Week is a public awareness event that happens every January, and the idea is to help families figure out what all their K-12 options are and also start exploring them. So this week in Missouri, we've got two cool giant events happening and then a lot of local events. There's going to be a Capitol rally in Jefferson City tomorrow, and then this Saturday, there's a citywide open house with dozens of schools having an open house for parents to come visit in St. Louis. And that's happening for the third year in a row as a part of School Choice Week.
Yeah. When it comes to school choice, I've made this argument so many times. This crosses socioeconomic lines. Everybody thinks, well, you know, this is not good for public schools. But this crosses socioeconomic lines because people who don't have a high income might feel trapped in a district where the students are underperforming, the schools are underperforming. What's wrong with allowing those parents to port their money to a district where their kid can get a better education?
I agree with you, and I'd say this is also not really a hypothetical. We know what happens to public schools when we have a broad and open school choice system. We've seen that happen in several states. I love to point to Florida, where students are really doing well and where public schools are a very thriving part of the school choice ecosystem. The point is not to get everybody from public to private. Lots of people will choose any of the options, including charter or magnet or online homeschooling or another public school. But the point is that a parent has information nobody else has because they know their child best and they can find the right school for them.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, as you look at this from a nationwide perspective, you mentioned Florida. What are the other states that are getting it right? Doesn't Arkansas have a pretty wide open voucher system available right now?
Yeah, so Arkansas did pass an Education Freedom Account program, which is basically a stipend that parents can use for flexible education expenses, not just tuition, but things like curriculum or support services for kids, not just in private, but also in homeschooling options. They passed that in 2022, so it's now fully universal, which means any student in the state is eligible to use it. And on top of Arkansas, you've got states like Arizona or West Virginia that have really, really robust school choice options in every single type of school.
Yeah. Yeah. We passed something in Missouri last year that has to do with tax credits and kind of a shell game where you're moving the money around. And, it, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's not the wide open school voucher program I'd love to see in this state.
Yeah, I know a little bit about the Most Scholars program. So this is definitely in the same vein of a private school choice program. One thing it does have going for it is it is an education savings account program as opposed to a traditional voucher. The difference being that instead of a this has to be used all on tuition. It gives you the option as a parent if you want to combine a couple things or use things for transportation in some states or curriculum or special therapy for occupational therapy if your child has a disability. You can use it more flexibly. So that's one positive, but I know that I have heard from folks that they'd like it to be a little bit more robust and make it more possible for parents
to
choose.
Well, it's just not as easy, right? I mean, if parents have to have the means to participate in it, right? As opposed to a voucher where you could say, okay, my contribution to my local school district was $6,000 last year through my personal property or through my property tax. I want to take that dollar amount and transfer it to another school.
Yeah, the funding is where things get tricky, isn't it, always? And it's so different state by state that states structure their programs a bit differently because different states have a larger proportion of public school dollars made up by state funding versus local funding. And, of course, there's federal dollars due. And so things are happening at the state legislature level usually only allow you to bring those state dollars with you to another school of your choice, which is, of course, only a piece of that pie.
Yeah. Of course, we are talking to Shelby Doyle, who's with the National School Choice Awareness Foundation. What do the numbers show in terms of improvements in outcomes when you have systems like this in place?
Yeah. So the way I describe it is we know that school choice is a rising tide that lifts all boats. There's an organization called EdChoice that does great research on this. And we've seen that when states have broad private school choice programs in particular, a lot of research has been done around those. We know that not only students in those programs, but actually all the schools in that local area generally see higher student performance, which I think is really encouraging. And outside of just the private school choice world, there's been some really encouraging research that just came out from Stanford's Credo Institute about the ability of public charter schools to often serve students in urban environments, particularly students who might otherwise not be performing as well, but they are able to serve those students better than those local public schools.
And why is that? Your resources?
Well, I think a lot of it is just being able to differentiate, being able to pick a thing and be really, really good at that thing and getting students who align with it in the right seats where that really works for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that geography has a lot to do with it for a lot of people. I mean, there are other barriers, right? Transportation, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are decisions parents also have to grapple with.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is really where the rubber meets the road. It's nice to talk about all of these things that happen at the state policy level. But for a parent, you might know of a great school, but if you can't actually get your kid there and home every single day, they don't have public transportation or you can't find a carpool option, then that can really put things out of reach. So that's something that we try to talk about quite a bit. Transportation and special education are the two things that parents most frequently tell us are keeping them from being able to choose what they want to do for their student. And so we try to make parents aware of how all of those factors affect every type of school. And it's a lot to consider, which is why it's important to start now in January, even for the upcoming fall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here we are in the we just started our legislative session, and I know there'll probably be more discussions on this. I know the governor who just got elected is a big fan of magnet schools, charter schools, I should say, in the state of Missouri. And I know that's one of the things that you guys push as well, right? Public charter schools.
That's true. Yeah. So we talk about open enrollment in district schools, charter, magnet, private, online, and homeschooling options. And public charter schools are kind of interesting in Missouri in particular, because this is not unique to Missouri, but in a few states around the country, there are tons of public charter schools in big cities and then almost none anywhere else, which
yes,
is great if you live there and tough if you don't.
Well, so rural communities are not going to have as much access to that.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that doesn't have to be that way. There are other more rural states that have a wider diffusion of public charter schools. But for whatever reason, in Missouri, that has not happened.
Interesting. Well, I did. Well, how can people find out more?
You can find out more about your options and about the events that are happening this week, including that citywide open house in St. Louis at schoolchoiceweek.com.
All right. Schoolchoiceweek.com. Shelby Doyle, thank you for your hard work on this.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think it's crucial. It's just crucial for the people who are against this their argument is often that it's going to hurt the public schools. It's going to force competition. You can bet the teachers' union is opposed to it because they don't want to see those dollars removed from the school district. But if the school district sees its enrollment going somewhere else because it's not meeting the standards, then it's going to force change in these schools that are failing. And a competition is a good thing. Let's hope we can get this figured out.
Get more at 971talk.com.